just in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and we're starting to get into the most sure way to hear from God. These are the last two we're going to be talking about. Remember what we've already covered. We've already covered about hearing from God audibly, angels, visions, and dreams. We've talked about how God can speak through men. We've talked about the inward voice. We went over the fact that God does not normally speak through circumstances, and you need to quit looking at your circumstances for a leading. The same thing goes for your feelings, that God will not speak to you contrary to the fruit of the Spirit. And now we've begun to talk about how the Word of God will, and let's just kind of pick up here. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're only going to spend a second here because we need to kind of get on from here. But I want you to notice again what the Scripture says. 2 Timothy 3, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In other words, if you want any of that, if you want to know where to get your doctrine, if you want to be corrected, if you want to be receive instruction, the Word will do it. In fact, the Word will thoroughly equip you, make you complete for every good work. In other words, plan A works every time. There is no point to a plan B. Now, again, we address the fact that there's certain things that the Word of God doesn't cover, like who you're supposed to marry and what job you're supposed to take. But we'll get into that. But I want to go back. I want to nail this down because the Word of God is your safety net. Anything you hear from God that is legitimately the Lord will not contradict the written Word of God, because the Word of God is the will of God. And here, I want to prove that to you. I want to look at the two scriptures here. We're in Luke 8. And in Luke 8, this is Jesus has been speaking. And in verse 19, he says, then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told him by some who said, your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Okay, Jesus does not put a high priority on blood relation. What does he put a high priority on? Those that hear the word and do it. Okay, so if you want to be a member, have that intimate relationship with God, what's one of the ways you can do it? Hear the word of God and do it. First and foremost thing, receive Jesus. But I want you to see the same account over here in Matthew. And in Matthew, we're in chapter 12. And it says, and while he was still, and we're in 46, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak to him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. And he answers and said to them, to the one who told him, who is my brother and who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand towards the disciples and said, here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. So what does he say? In Luke, he says this. Luke, he says, my mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. In Matthew, he says, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. So what is he saying? God's word is his will. If you see it in the word of God, that's his will for your life. And you need to spend, to start off, most of the time in the New Testament. People say, well, God is this, you know, and because there's a lot of times people get a wrong impression of God from the Old Testament. They say, well, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is absolutely true. God never changes. But the people he was dealing with did once Jesus came. Before Jesus, man could not be changed in his inward man. He could not be reborn, not recreated. But when Jesus came, he changed the rules because now man could put off the old man and put on the new man, that Jesus could recreate a man, that a man could be born again. So no, God does not change, but man did. Now, again, if God's word is his will, and there's an intimacy that comes with the Lord from doing the word of God, the will of God, then the word of God, the written word of God, is our safety net, right? Everything we hear, no matter what it is, we should go back to the written word of God and check it. We should go back to the written word of God and verify it. We should go back to the written word of God, and if there's anything that contradicts the written word of God, then we will not go for it. I don't care if an angel of light appears. The Bible says, Paul made this statement, if an angel of light appears and appears any other gospel, let him be accursed. Let him go to hell. That's about as straight as you can get it. It is the word of God that we look to. Now, there's a reason for that. And if you go with me to John chapter 1. And in John chapter 1. And we might have covered this before, but it's not going to hurt you to look at it again. You know, you need to read verses over and over. You don't get it the first time. You got to feed on it. In John chapter 1, it says this, in the beginning was the Word of God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. In Him, in this Word, was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, here's the thing. This, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And he says that this Word, if you jump down here, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Okay, well, this Word, God and His Word are one. You need to get into this book and know it. It will be one. This written Word is the language of the Spirit. This is God speaking to you. This is God's Spirit ministering to you. This is God's Spirit teaching you. That's the reason that Paul said that the Scriptures will give you doctrine. It was inspired by God. So if you start, let's take the dumb thing about, well, God gave this to me to teach me something. The Spirit of God said to me and spoke to me and said that He was giving me cancer to bring me closer to Him. Blech, lie. That's not true. Well, you can't say that. No, I didn't. He did. Because there's not one Scripture that points to that. Not a single one. Jesus never pointed to that. It's like one time, years ago, we used to be on television, and I made a statement that all sickness and disease was a curse. And some Yahoo wrote in, and if you write in, I'm not going to pay a lick bit of attention to it if you try to contradict the Word of God. And he says, how dare you say that all sickness is a curse? Some of it's a blessing. God gives it, but you and your finite mind cannot understand it. And I wrote back, I wrote back to him because I was young and dumb. But nowadays, I don't even bother. But I wrote back to him and says, I'm not the one that said that every sickness and disease was a curse. God did. Deuteronomy says, 28:66? Says that every sickness and every disease is under the curse of the law. Yeah, but I'm not under the curse of the law. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law. Every sickness and disease is a curse. And when somebody stands up and say, well, sometimes sickness is a blessing, I say, liar. You're a liar. That's not true. Anybody that's ever had a sickness and disease, when I was sick and dying and infirm, it was not a blessing. Having your life hanging out before you is not a blessing. People say, well, didn't you get saved out of that? Yeah, because God made lemonade out of a lemon, but the lemon was sour. That's not true. Besides that, there is no scripture where Jesus did that. If I get my doctrine from Jesus, I get my doctrine watching Jesus, I get my doctrine from the men that spent time with Jesus, that Jesus revealed things to them. If your experience violates the written word of God, I don't go with it. Listen, I don't go with my own experience if it violates the written word of God. And we're going to get into that tomorrow, because a lot of times people are trying to lift up their experience as though it is holier than the word of God, and it isn't. And this is true. If you hear something, if you see something, I don't care how spectacular it is. I'm not doubting that you had the experience. I'm just telling you it's not God if it doesn't line up with this written word. That's what I'm telling you. And this is the reason when people try to say, well, that's just hate speech. No, it's not hate speech, because God doesn't hate anybody, and yet he said stuff. You know, just because I tell you you're wrong doesn't mean I hate you. Why did you ever get that impression? You know, for me personally, you know, the Bible says whom he loves, he corrects. And so when he tells you you're wrong, that's not hate, that's love. It's you're the one that hates when you won't correct people from things that are destroying your life. You're the one that's in hatred. You're the one that's despising your brother when you won't say, no, it matters how you live your life. It matters the choices you make, because those things will destroy you. You are the one that hates, not me. Now, again, I can correct you. I know there have been knuckleheads out there that tried to correct people and did it in a hateful way. I know that. But that doesn't mean that that's the way God is. No. Listen, even when God shares his word, he's not doing it because he's mad. He's not doing it because he's angry. He's doing it because he loves you. He's doing it because he wants to help you. He's doing it because he wants to bless you. He's doing it because he wants you to have a better life than you could ever possibly imagine. God is in love with you. And he gave you his word to tell you what he wanted to do for you. I used to have to walk the floor confessing the word and crying out, saying, God, now remember what you said, to try to convince him to help me. But the truth of the matter is, he was already convinced to help me. That's why he gave me his written word. And so that's the reason that he gave me this safety net, that no matter what I hear, no matter what's going on, I can always go back to the written word of God and say, well, that's God and that's not. People say, well, what about when you said about your wife? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how that works, how you can know. But I'm telling you, you need to be honoring this word. You need to be putting this first place in your life. You need to be listening to this. It's not about what your pastor says. It's not about what I say. It's about what God wrote down in his word. And you need to know it for yourself so you're able to identify what the Spirit is saying. We have some important announcements. Stand by for this.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 20th at the Real Life Girlfriends 10th Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of the event is The Time Is Now. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message for you ladies. The event is taking place at the Hutchinson Island Resort and Spa in Jensen Beach, Florida. For information on how to reserve your seat, simply go to KurtOwen.com. God Almighty is excited about you hearing him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference. To receive your free download, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Be sure to join Kurt Owen every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for a continuation of this dynamic message, How to Hear from God Accurately. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from